next patient was Ivan Ramos. Ramos is R-A-M-O-S, Ivan, I-V-A-N. Date of birth is 11-11-56. Date of visit is 1-18-24. Please make a copy for Samantha Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, Torres, T as in Thomas. Samantha, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A. Nurse practitioner. Okay, next paragraph. Dear Samantha, thank you for sending Ivan Torres Ramos for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of pulmonary illness. This is a 67-year-old male who has been experiencing fatigue and shortness of breath with activity, as well as an occasional cough. Has a prior history of mantle cell lymphoma. And history of pulmonary nodules. The patient has been followed by a pulmonologist since he was in the hospital this past August, and apparently had episodes of hemoptysis at that time. He had a chest CT on 8/21/23, which showed no pulmonary embolus and evidence of emphysema with clear lungs and a 9 millimeter right mid lung nodule, which was unchanged from December of 22. The patient also had a 3.1 centimeter right thyroid mass. The patient was treated with antibiotics and steroids, and his hemoptysis did resolve. He was sent for a CBC and is found to be anemic and has thrombocytopenia. His other blood chemistry was unremarkable, and his thyroid functions are also within normal limits. Most recent hemoglobin was up to 15.3. And the platelet count was 117. Presently, the patient has no hemoptysis, but has shortness of breath with activity, and has some cough as well. Next paragraph. Past history includes history of sickle cell trait, and a history for. Anemia, and history for autoimmune thyroiditis. He has had duodenitis and history for COPD, previous history of gastritis and mantle cell lymphoma, and a history for prostate cancer, and history for Christopher, encephalopathy, and splenomegaly. He has anxiety disorder. And had a colonoscopy in the past, and biopsy of the lymph node in the axilla, and also biopsy of the soft tissue. And next paragraph, habits the patient smoked half pack per day for over 35 years, and no significant alcohol use presently. Next paragraph. Can you also add in the past history the patient has had a hernia repair in the past? Next paragraph. Family history. Parents died of unknown causes. Next. Next paragraph. Allergies to IVP dye. Next. Can you please add in the smoking history? The patient also had a history of smoking marijuana on a regular basis for over 40 years. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. He has had shortness of breath and previous history of hemoptysis. He has no abdominal pains, no heartburn, no diarrhea. And denies chest or jaw pain. Nope. And he does have palpitations. And he has anxiety and depression. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has headaches and numbness to the extremities and memory loss. He has skin rash. And also has a history for double vision. He has urinary frequency and flank pains. And yeah, that's it. He has some skin rash. Next paragraph. Med list included allopurinol 300 milligrams daily, Colquence, Colquence, one daily, oxycodone, one, TIDPRN, and rituximab. Calquence, Calquence, 100 milligrams every 12 hours. And also prednisone, 10 milligrams daily. Azelastin nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril. And Xanax, 0.25 milligrams PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This well-built elderly white male is alert. No acute distress, mild pallor, no cyanosis. There's no clubbing and has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 140 by 80. Pulse is 72, respiration 20. Temperature 976. Weight is 182. Saturation 98. HEND anomphalic. People's reaction equal. Tongue is moist, throat injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Just equal moments with diminished excursions and scattered visas in the upper chest, heart, the absence of regular on an S to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass. So again, omegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, there's no demodulation, followed by the gastric, no gaps under the head. Reflex is 1+ with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves mostly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next, paragraph impression number 1 is COPD. And number 2 is history of mantle cell lymphoma, status post chemotherapy. Number 3 is lung nodule, right mid lung. And number 4 is thyroiditis, and goiter. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to quit smoking marijuana, and also was advised to get a CT of the chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. He was advised to use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. And a follow-up visit arranged approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Samantha Torres, nurse practitioner, NP. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.